No. That can't be it.
Welcome to episode 179 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
And how was your weekend, man?
My weekend was, exciting.
Ooh. Do tell.
So I had,
Yeah, you got in a fight with somebody. On the streets.
I did, but not on the streets. I got in a fight with somebody at the gym.
Oh, is this your first, like, spar fight? Or, like, is this a real fight?
No, it wasn't a real fight. Alright. Yeah. It was lame. It wasn't a real fight at all.
It's like a point thing?
It's like, yeah. What?
Oh, you touch the
Wait
point.
Wait a minute. What, no.
Separate.
Huh? Oh. What did you say?
A point thing.
Oh. That's not what I heard.
What'd you hear?
I didn't hear nothing,
no,
man.
No, wait. Where did your mind go?
You know where my mind went.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. But we were, it was fun. It tired me out a lot. Like, it was a good session. It was very tiring. And I realized, so we went like six rounds. And I realized that it was, I can do six rounds now.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I still get super damn tired, but, like, I can go longer than I used to.
Now,
last time we would do, like, three-minute rounds and stuff, and I'd be, like, by the second round, dude, I'd just be exhausted. And now, like, I was exhausted by probably the fifth one, and the sixth one wasn't really that great, but it was, like, you know.
Full arms and knees, elbows and...
Everything, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
They give you one of those, like, ridiculous, like, full body, like...
No.
No,
that's ridiculous.
Well, they do that sometimes.
No, full for body kids, maybe.
Full body contact sports and stuff like that. You know?
Nah, you get your shin pads and your gloves, and that's it. I mean, you can go in there and wear your headgear if you want, but we don't.
You don't wear your headgear?
No.
You take it to the face with the elbows?
Yeah, no elbows. Elbows are not allowed.
I thought I just asked, like, knees and elbows.
Well, knees, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, knees, yeah. Yeah. But it's not like a full fight. Like, elbows are hard to kind of, you know, not hit hard with.
A knee's pretty hard to not hit hard with,
no,
too.
No, because you're going
it's
like, low.
It's the same bone.
You're going low, dude.
Well,
you're
not to
low,
get you in a headlock and then they pull you into the knee.
You're going low. You know what I'm saying? It's different, man. It's,
Have you not seen an MMA fight?
Yeah, a real one, yeah.
Yeah, the face and the knee, they make contact.
Yeah. Yeah, except, like, you're not trying to hit the guy in the face with your knee.
I mean, if you're going... Man, you never know when somebody's going to be all into it. It's going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. You know, I was just like a beast, man. I saw you were like some red meat, and I just like jumped on it. I was just like tearing it apart, man. Like you were a scared little bunny. And I was a
really
ferocious wolf.
That's the opposite of what's supposed to happen.
And then when these people, you've experienced this, I'm sure, and they're like, they try to act all tough while they're like trying to apologize to you. It's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. You know, I guess I'm just too hardcore. Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean that, man. I guess, you know, it's just like, you can't stop this.
I don't want to go to that gym, dude. Where is that gym at?
I've been inviting you, man. Like, anytime you wanted to come out, it's just like, they got to put you through the paces.
It sounds like real fights. It doesn't sound like sparring at all, dude. Sparring is fun. Real fights are not so much fun. Actually, I haven't been in a real fight in a long time.
Yeah, see, you might like it.
Last time was a group fight, actually.
Well, I mean, we'll walk around town. We'll find some alley somewhere, and, you know, we'll see how you do.
Hey, kid, come here.
Hey, kid, come here. What? Yes, mister?
Bam!
Bam!
Soldier, a bunch? God damn it, kid. Go get your father.
Get your father. I'm sorry, kid. I didn't mean to. You know, you just can't stop the beast.
Can't stop the beast. But besides the
no, but I've seen people like that. It's kind of like, you know, you're supposed to spar or whatever, and they just take it too far.
They do. No, they do. They yeah. really do.
And then they act like it's like, oh no, I'm sorry, man. You're just not good enough to spar with me, I guess, or whatever. Oh, I'm so sorry, man. And then I'm just like,
you know, apologies are worthless because they keep doing it.
Yeah.
They'll go like, you know, they'll just throw like a really strong kick. Like, dude, this is we're sparring, bro. Like, relax, man. You know. And you really want to punch him in the face, but you don't want to punch him in the face because then you look bad.
I know. Then you're giving them a reason to
yeah.
be with
them. Yeah, and then it starts. That's how the real fight starts.
Yeah,
it's bad.
It's just not good. How's your form, though? You feeling good? Getting some praises?
You know what the coach asked me?
Because, I mean, the coaches are always going to praise you most of the time.
Well, the coach asked me, hey, do you feel like you can pick a fight in the streets and win? And I was like, I feel more confident that I would win, but I would still pick a fight in the streets. Yeah.
He was like, yeah, that's the type of people we're trying to empower here.
I was never scared to pick a fight, bro. But I'm just saying. No. Oh, no, this is work. Yeah. No. I refuse.
I mean, yeah. I
can't do anything about anything right now.
I don't like to pick a fight. I would never openly pick a fight on purpose, but I'm not going to be scared of somebody because, you know. You could always get that, like, glass jaw smack and, like, just win the fight, you know?
I think I've picked a fight twice in my life. And it started off as a joke, but then it just kind of escalated. And then it was just a fight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think I've only been in a fight, like, once. And the other fight that I almost got into, they defused before a fight ever happened, so.
There was one time in elementary, and his name was Justin, what was his last name?
Sure you want to share that?
Justin. His name was Justin.
Yeah.
And he called me out one time, dude.
Oh, really?
For, like, no reason, dude. Because, like, he was a classmate, but I never hung out with him, you know what I mean? And then one day he just calls me out, and I was just like, oh, dude, I gotta go catch the bus, because I took the bus home. You know, the school bus, you know, and the school bus leaves. Like, if you're not there, he leaves, dude.
Right.
You're gonna count heads and wait for you? No. So I told him no, right? And then he started like, oh, you scared or something like that, dude? And I was just like, oh my God, all right, fine.
Oh, you got Marty McFly.
Yeah, I got Marty McFly, dude. So we ended up going to the, because it was, this is in Westlake Elementary, by the way. There's a top field for the four through six. Kindergarten's actually in the middle. And then the bottom, there's first through third. So, this is at the top. I don't remember what grade we're in. It was either fourth or fifth. I know for sure it wasn't sixth grade. So we head down all the way to the end of the field, dude, where it's just like, you know, just a bunch of brush and trees and stuff like that. And then we just started going at it, dude. And, like, there wasn't a real winner to it, you know what I mean? Like, it was a lot of, like, trying to hit each other and rolling around kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. My fight, yeah.
It was just like, I don't know, dude. But it was like, I guess it was intense at the time, you know what I mean? Even though, like, nothing was really happening. Like, it was just, it wasn't a real fight, you know?
Yeah.
In retrospect,
yeah.
But, yeah, it was,
What about, like, your sisters or your siblings seemed, like,
pretty, like, fighting with them?
Like, pretty...
Not hitting. Like, a lot of arguments. Maybe, like, a little hitting, but nothing, like, crazy.
You never had one of those, like, tomboy sisters start, like, punching you in the face?
No, nothing like that.
I had to get in the fight with my brothers, you know, like, punching and stuff like that. One time, one of my brothers, like, the first time I ever actually, like, won a fight. He just got me really mad one time. I just kind of, like, pushed him against the wall. You know, like, with enough to, like, recoil. And, like, it knocked him down. I jumped on top and just started punching him in the face.
Was it Street Fighter, dude? What the hell? How are you doing this, man?
Well, you know, it was like, he was the brother that always picked on me. So it was kind of like the, like, I've had enough and, like, just snapped kind of moment.
Yeah.
And the fight ended with my other brother.
That happens, dude.
Pulled me off of him. And we didn't get into as many fights anymore after that.
What is that saying? Oh my God! Forget what that saying was. Anyway, I remember clearly one time. I forgot his name, but it was I had this like jean jacket, and the jacket was missing one of the buttons on the sleeve.
You put your thumb through it?
No. It wasn't like it was just like the button part. So it was like this little hook that was at the end of it that was still there. You know what I mean? It was like the, you know, the thing where it snapped on. I guess, you know,
some dirty street fighting and like scratching
people. That's the thing though. Like I swung at the dude, and it was like this one was like super quick too because that's actually what stopped the fight. It was like I went to swing at him and I caught him with the hook on in his face and I cut his cheek. And then he backed off, and I backed off, too, because I didn't mean to do that, dude. Like, I got scared, dude.
He was like, what the hell, man? You got a knife, dude? You got a knife? What the hell, dude?
So it was a scary moment for both of us, dude. Because, I was like, oh, dude, like, that's bad, you know? Like, and, you know, and he was actually cut, so, you know, it was bad for him, but.
Yeah, you know, there's some dude listening to this, and just like, man, I remember the last time I got on the fight, man. Broke a beer bottle over the guy's head, you know, and then I started stabbing with him, man. With these guys talking about, oh, he got cut because of the little button. He got scratched in the cheek. Oh, stop the fight, everybody.
That's elementary, man. There are bottles in... Well, there's bottles in elementary. Yeah, there is. Oh, yeah, there is.
Dude, there's, like, broken pieces of wood with nails in them in elementary.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude. There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you really want to mess somebody up, it wouldn't take much.
We used to get Cool Cat coupons. And they could redeem them for stuff, like school stuff. Our yard dude, his name was Miles.
All right.
And he was, he always gave us a chance. Like, he would give us, like, give us a Cool Cat coupon, right? And then we were, and he was like, during lunchtime, we could throw, like, our garbage from a certain distance, like foil and stuff like that, something that, you know, that you actually throw. And then if we made it into the garbage can, he would give us two Cool Cat coupons. But if we missed, he would take one away. He would take the one away. So it was like double or nothing kind of thing. And like, we'd always go for it, dude. I'd always go for it.
That's where your gambling addiction started.
My yard duty, man. My yard duty. Oh, you know what else I remember about elementary? Is this what this podcast has become?
I think it's what this podcast has
become. Hell yeah. It's cool, dude. Memories. Another thing I remember at elementary was...
Can you reach that control on the left?
We used to get, That's right.
Well, I don't know if you set this one in right enough to charge.
So we used to have, you know, our normal bus driver, right?
Yeah.
And then one time, it was, we would get a substitute bus driver. And it was always the same chick, dude. This big old black chick, dude. Like, she was a big girl, dude. And she was angry, man. She wouldn't tolerate anything, dude. Like, if kids were being too loud, I got to shut up. And, like, and if we did something bad, dude, she'd go and slam our windows shut. Like, all of them. She would shut all the windows, dude, and she would slam them, dude.
Break somebody's finger.
It was in there, yeah. But, like, you know, and nobody cared, dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't stop us, dude.
I'd be like, maybe in the middle of summer on, like, the hottest days, you know, you might be like, oh, damn it.
Yeah, but it still continued.
Yeah.
Like, kids were still kids, you know?
I mean, you couldn't stop it.
No. No. Oh, I miss elementary.
Toys R Us is gone.
Is it officially official?
Yeah, American stores are supposedly going...
Well, they're keeping some open, right?
No, apparently the American stores are being shut down, too. Apparently, going out of business sales are going to be starting in various stores or else's, pretty much when this podcast goes live. But basically,
oh, man.
One of my friends who's working, who works at one of them, saying he's got about 2 months of work left.
This is the time.
Down there, Sunshine?
Sorry. I hate these times because you're kind of stuck to where in a place where you want to go and get the sale items, but you want to wait a little longer for them to go even further on sale.
But nobody
else, you know, things are going to disappear, and you're like, so there's that worry, if I wait too long, it's not going to be there anymore, you know. And but I don't want to buy it at a high price either, you know what I mean? And it's hard, dude. It's really hard to time it.
The only thing you really need to pick up is the Toys R Us only Nerf guns. Because Nerf makes guns only for Toys R Us. So those are the ones you need to pick up.
Video games. Yeah, there's lots of video games.
There's like a lot of video games.
They shut down a lot of their video game stuff at most locations.
Well, not the one in Capitola. Capitola.
It got pretty strong.
SoCal.
It got pretty small. Last time I was in there.
No, they still got a bunch of games, dude. They got all kinds of games.
But, no, you want to know what's funny about that from somebody that worked in this? Okay.
Is his name Juan?
No, it's okay. Me.
Oh.
Okay, let's say you worked in the place, right? You know, like Circuit City. And let's say you had a sale on PlayStations and you know they were like 30% off.
Speaking of sales on PlayStation, if you go to cartwheel.target.com, you can get 15% off PlayStation 4 Pro. You can get 20% off of PlayStation DualShock 4.
Oh.
Black only.
Oh.
And it's still 20% off.
Yeah.
And then 20% off on the headphone, gold headphones.
The new gold ones? That's not bad.
I don't know if it's a new one. But I'm assuming it is because the old ones are out already, right?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Yeah.
Cartwheel.target.com.
So anyway, say your business is shutting down, your working place is shutting down. You say, like, the week before you were shutting down, you had a sale on PS4s for, like, 30% off. You know, pretty decent sale. Like, all right, cool. And, like, two people came by to pick one up. You're going out of business sale. They always start out at 10% off, right? Everything's 10% off, except for, like, the crappy stuff we don't care about. People will come in, and, like, 15 people will come pick up a PS4 at 10% off, and you're like, like, 2 days ago, you could have got a better deal.
But they didn't know that.
They're not smart. They see that going out of business sale, and they're like, oh, everything's super cheap. Now, no, it was cheaper when the company was in business.
But here's the thing.
Wait, like, 2 months.
Here's the thing. You don't always know the things are on sale, but once you see that, if you see a sign that says going out of business sale, you know things are on sale. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know.
You know what I mean?
Not everybody researches it.
People got to wait, like, 2 months. For that sale to be, like, actually back to where it was decent again. Because they do it slow, because they know they're going to get people like you.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm the one that waits, but I don't know how long to wait.
I mean, honestly, if you can get 10% off on Nintendo, like, 3DS games, Nintendo games, that's already you're saving money. Because that stuff never goes on sale. The only time it ever goes on sale is when it gets, like, BOGOs. Or buy two, get one used game free or something
like that.
Which doesn't happen very often. So for Nintendo games, yeah, no, go crazy. Because, you know, you're already getting a discount. For that copy of, you know, Super Mario 3D Land that came out 4 years ago, Nintendo. What the hell?
Oh, I got Zelda. The 3D Link. Zelda.
Link Between Worlds?
Link Between Worlds, yeah.
Okay.
Between Worlds.
I'm going to have to borrow that at some point.
So right, I played it.
You mean your daughter got Zelda?
Well, whatever.
You're done pretending. Alright. Well, that sucks for everybody. But there's possibly some bright news out of this whole thing. Is that an unlikely savior might be coming in helping those people that need new jobs.
Is it KB Toy Store?
It is KB Toy Store.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought they were going out of business too.
No, they had gone. They were gone.
They did, right? Yeah, okay, yeah.
And they're coming back. They say they got a new business model that's going to be able to compete with online.
Who bought KB Stores?
I don't know. They're coming back.
Huh.
Apparently coming back.
You know KB Stores was second rate, right? Compared to Toys R Us.
Well, you know, the people have spoken. They don't want top rate stuff.
Well, that's the thing. They want something, and now there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no toy stores, dude. There's not... Toys R Us had the market share of toy stores. They're like, there's like little ones here and there.
Target kind of took a big chunk.
See, Target is a big competitor for them. Way further up on keeping track of what games are popular or what pop culture stuff is. So they sell to that market. Toys R Us just sells their own brand.
Toys R Us had a lot of like stuff that was
sell their stuff and the stuff they deem sellable, not necessarily what's popular.
Legos got expensive. Legos got so expensive.
Yeah.
They were cheaper when I was a kid. They were affordable when I was a kid. I used to get a bunch of Legos, man, and then all of a sudden, like, they started going up in price. My parents stopped buying me Legos, man.
The Valkyria Chronicles 4 has a European and North American release window of fall. This is a brand new game, the Valkyria Chronicles chronology, I guess. I'm not sure if it's directly tied to the previous games. Funny thing is, America still has never gotten the third installment in the game. Franchise. So waiting on that, Sega. Take the second one and the third one. They were both PSP games. Bundle them. Put it out as a bundle. So you can
play bundle them. All of them. Put them out as a bundle.
I have to say multiple times, I know corporations like this and stuff like that, they might, like, miss the fact that a bundle.
It's like this chick I work with at work. Yeah.
Yeah. He has to keep reminding her.
Oh, I like that chick.
And,
Oh, man, I got a story about work, too.
Apparently, he's also going to come out on the Switch as well as sometime this year.
Which one is now?
Valkyria Chronicles 4.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
There's that thing, huh, when I don't pay attention?
Yeah, it's that thing where you don't pay attention. Ark Survival Evolved is coming to mobile because PC...
To mobile?
PC gamers need to play games on their phone now. You all know what else already came out to mobile?
PUBG, baby.
PUBG just kind of just dropped.
I didn't even know they had a beta out, dude. Do you know there was a beta for the mobile app?
No.
Apparently there's a beta in Canada and the United States. I heard nothing about it. Now, this was, I don't know. There's different settings according to your phone or whatever. There's three different settings for it. But it's not crossplay like Fortnite is.
Okay.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, here's some people saying that they think it has bots in it.
Bots in it?
Yeah.
I thought I read something about bots.
I don't think it's confirmed, but I think people are starting to say, like, hey, wait a second, this thing has bots in it.
Hmm.
Like, these aren't real people.
Well, maybe it's because it just haven't gotten enough people to play. I don't know.
It's possible.
Oh, that's right, because people were reporting they were winning all the time. Like, a bunch of people are like, hey, you know, like, I guess, you know, they're winning a lot. And they're like, because the I guess the bots were too easy or something. Something along those lines. Anyway.
So now you can take a screenshot, make yourself feel like a pro. Like, look at, oh, chicken dinner right here, boys. Oh, check it out. Check it out on my feed.
More chicken dinner, man. I'm getting tired of this chicken, man. I know I ain't this good, man. I know I ain't.
I mean, I'll just take, like, you know, like a takeout, like your fast food burger joint dinner right now, man. Just, you know, it's a little variety.
What are you even talking about?
Chicken dinner.
Yeah, chicken dinner.
The only chicken I know in reference to video games is wall chicken.
No. Chicken dinner.
It's technically a pot roast. It just looks like a turkey.
Winner, winner. Chicken dinner.
Winner pot roast. Sega Genesis Collection, and we have a list of games coming out for it. You want to hear that list of games coming out for that Genesis Collection?
For the Sega? Actually, I do.
All right. Here we go. Alex Kidd in the Enchanted Castle.
I don't know that one.
Alien Soldier. You probably won't know most of these. I don't know that one. You were a Nintendo kid.
Yeah.
Alien Storm. I played some
Sega stuff, dude. I had friends that had Segas.
Alien Storm. Altered Beast.
Okay. Everybody know Altered Beast, man.
All right, everybody knows this one too, Beyond Oasis.
I don't know that one.
It's kind of like a Zelda, like action adventure RPG, but like more of a colorful aesthetic, kind of like Secret of Mana.
Mm. Mm.
It's a pretty popular one. I haven't actually played it very extensively, so can't really give my 2 cents on it.
Okay,
but a lot of people seem to like that one. Biohazard Battle, no idea. Bonanza Brothers. No idea. Columns. Columns was a big competitor to Tetris back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Columns 3, Revenge of Columns, because you need
two. What happened to Columns 2?
Maybe it'll show up. Comic Zone.
Comic Zone was a good game, dude.
Yeah, it was. Crackdown. Not to be confused with the Crackdown on the Xbox. Decap Attack, which is another, like, cult favorite, but people that play it, they kind of love it. It's a really random, quirky game. That's just, you know, like, would never track in today's modern age. Because one of those games where, like, the level's just, like, 20 screens too big, but you only need to, like, go through, like, 5 screens to actually beat the level.
Yeah.
But you can just get lost because they just made everything so huge. It's one of those type of games.
That sounds like Metroid. Like, the original Metroid, dude.
Yeah, screw that game, dude. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
I don't remember that.
It's basically like Dr. Mario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dynamite Heady, which is a one I never played, but apparently a lot of people love it. E-SWAT City Under Siege. Nope, don't know. Fatal Labyrinth. Which I think was one that kind of had some notoriety. I think I've heard about it a couple times. It was just being, like, ridiculously difficult. Like, you know, one of those games kind of like, you beat the game because you memorize all the tricks type of games, from what I heard people say about it. Flicky. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a lot of games I've never heard of. Gain Ground. Galaxy Force 2. Now we're getting some good stuff here. Golden Axe. Oh,
okay.
1, 2, and 3.
You know how much time I spent on Golden Axe, dude?
Did you play 2 and 3?
I just played Golden Axe. Probably 2, but not 3. I know I didn't play 3 for sure.
Yeah. What, did you not like Golden Axe?
No, I just never played 3.
Okay. Well, you were saying, like, hey, let's play Golden Axe. Like,
oh, yeah. Dude. So, we had this fake bazaar at school in Westlake Elementary. This is more elementary stuff, right? So we all had to find a job, right? We all needed to come up with a job.
Yeah.
And then that was our thing at the bazaar, right? And you had your stall. So you were working with partners, right? So one of you could walk around and, you know, buy stuff and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You had, like, all this fake money. And the other person would have to stay, you know, to take care of your own business. And, you know, you swap around, right? So one dude asked if he could bring a video game and be, like, and play it as an arcade. So they let him do it, and they hooked up a freaking Sega in the classroom, and the game that most everybody was playing was Golden Axe, and it was really cool, and a lot of people spent a lot of money on that guy.
Yeah,
I think he was, like, the top winner of, like, the monies, but it was a really cool idea, dude, and I'm glad he did it.
No, yeah, that is the smartest thing to do.
My parents would never let me take the Nintendo to school, dude. That wouldn't have happened.
Continue on the list. Gunstar Heroes.
Why do I know that game?
Because it is hugely famous. It has, like, 360 shooting. You can use two weapons. It's a side scroller. It's a very fast side scroller. Very, very famous.
I can't picture it, but I'm sure I know it.
Kid Chameleon. Landstalker, which also very famous. Have you ever played Alundra on the PlayStation 1?
No. RPG?
Action RPG? You never played Alundra?
No, I don't think I've ever played that, no.
Oh, you would like Alundra. But it's the same people that made Landstalker for the most part. Like, they went off their own studio and made Alundra. Light Crusader. Phantasy Star 2, 3, and 4. You know, apparently, yeah, people don't like 3. Probably should have put the first one on there, but whatever. Rise Star. Probably the last, like, hurrah the Genesis had.
Yeah.
Shadow Dancer, The Secret of Shinobi.
Shadow Dancer.
This is, like...
I know that sounds familiar to me.
Technically, like, Shinobi 2, whatever, but, you know, but they changed the name of it. I think it's the one where he had a wolf. It was, like, the ninja, and he had a wolf.
I don't remember no wolf.
I think that's the one that this is. And it's also got Shining Force 1 and 2 for, those people like some turn-based strategy games.
I've never played the Shining Force, but I know of them.
Also, Shining in the Darkness, more of a first-person RPG dungeon crawl type of thing.
Okay.
Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master. The Shinobi games were hot stuff on the Genesis. Sonic 3D Blast, the Sonic game that nobody loved. But I enjoyed it for the time I spent with it. Which was one rental period.
Oh, yeah. Those were fun times.
Yeah. Sonic Spinball.
Not to be confused with Sonic Pinball.
This is Sonic Pinball.
Sonic Spinball? It was called Spinball?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Because
he's spinning as a wall.
This whole time, I thought it was called Sonic Pinball, but it wasn't.
Well, most people call it Sonic Pinball because there's, like, it's Pinball. It's Pinball but Sonic. But
the title of the game is Spinball.
Yeah.
No freaking way I've missed that this whole time, dude.
You need to buy it just to verify?
What the crap?
All right, I'm going to continue.
But so, that one, that, I spent countless hours on that one, too.
Yeah, no. A lot of people did. Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2.
Of course.
Space Harrier 2. Gonna be all over that. So you're a guy with a jetpack, you're like, from behind the guy's screen. He's like flying around, shooting like dragons and other weird things flying at him.
This is from behind the shoulder?
It's from behind the character. Like, you imagine if you were like using the airplane. Yeah, you know, like
on the airplane.
It's like that, except you're a dude with a jetpack. The franchise is cool. If you were a Genesis kid, you've heard of the franchise. If you weren't, most people that weren't Genesis kids have no idea what the hell it is. But it was, like, if you had Genesis, it was in the arcade too, actually. It was pretty big in the arcade, but it's definitely an older title, you know, like, if you had an older brother, you probably more than likely have seen it and or played it. I think they had it at the mall. Maybe the Salinas Mall, though.
Launchpad?
Yeah. Well, before it was Launchpad, whatever it was before that.
We had Special Effects Arcade.
Maybe it was Special Effects Arcade, yeah. Anyway, Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 3, of course. Mm. Super Thunderblade. Sword of Vermilion, which is another RPG game. The Revenge of Shinobi. These next two were a bit surprising, but I think people were very happy about this. Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah, that was a cool game, dude.
Yeah. And Toe Jam and Earl in Panic on Funkotron.
I don't know about that one.
It was a sequel.
Never heard of that one, dude.
I like how that's just your definition of it. The sequel.
I never played it.
You were about to say Vector Man.
Yeah, Vector Man 1 and 2.
Of course, they had to be there.
They had to. It's not a game that's like...
It's such a weird character, dude.
It's a really weird character. It's a game that whenever people go back and play, they're like, oh, maybe this wasn't so great, but they keep sticking it and everything. Virtua Fighter 2.
Why the 2?
Probably because it ran better than 1.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to put 1 on there, put the better 1 on there.
Didn't compare to the arcade, though.
Wonder Boy 3 Monster Lair. It's the one that recently got remade with high-res graphics. And Wonder Boy in Monster World. No, that's the one that got remade. In Monster World. It's the one that recently got remade. So, was there enough games to entice you to pick this up?
I'm surprised there wasn't more Sonic in there, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised they didn't have Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles.
Sonic & Knuckles would have been a good addition.
Yeah. I mean, honestly... Maybe it's a thing where they have some secret games in there, you know? That unlock.
Okay, Nintendo. Let's unlock this extra memory here so you can just install whatever game you want.
Well, no, this is a disc.
Oh, it's on a disc?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well. Actually, they might have that.
Because, you know, they've done things like that. Well, not... Companies have done things like that in the past. We're like, oh yeah, here's all games. Well, actually, you can unlock a couple extra games if you use certain things.
Certain things.
What do you think about that list, though?
If you spend $15 more, you can unlock extra things.
Now, in this day and age, probably. What do you think about that list, though, man?
It's like you said, I don't know most of the games. But they have some of the games that I did play a lot as a kid.
I mean, you got the Streets of Rage,
The Golden Axe. Yeah, the Golden Axe is cool. Yeah. Oh my god, I love the Golden Axe.
The Sonic Spinball.
Those ones where you're just like, where you're resting by the bonfire?
Yeah.
And you gotta hit the little midgets here.
They're gnomes.
They look like midgets, man. So you get to hit midgets, man. It's kind of cool, right?
With an axe.
Yeah, with an axe.
The dwarf headbutting them.
And then they drop potions. But they don't go away. They're stupid. They're stupid midgets.
Yeah, man, that's how you max out your, like, magic.
Oh, yeah, man. I was, you know, like, oftentimes I would try to save up my magic to get, like, a full-powered spell. But I would never do it.
Yeah.
Because I'd always need it before. Because I was bad at the game. And I think that, if I remember correctly, that was a game that you couldn't continue, that had a limit it continues with. Right? You have to...
No, yeah, you'd have to beat it in, like...
Like 3 continues or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which is... Oh, God, I hated that about games, dude. I hated that, man.
That's how you got... That's why you got people that just got good, though.
Yeah.
So Stephen Hawking died. So...
Oh, geez, just say it like that, huh?
And we mentioned it in the last episode.
You don't just say it like that.
People have had time...
It's not...
...to process it.
It's been like a week, dude.
I feel like 2 weeks. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. But on EVE Online, as a tribute, people took a they would light beacons across the entire galaxy. So it's just a small moment of peace on the EVE Online world. People just lighting these beacons, stuff like that, creating these beautiful, like, little colorful space imagery and stuff like that in honor of Stephen Hawking. Once again, showing that EVE Online might just be the funnest place to play games.
It's a really big community.
It's a really big community. I mean, the game itself, pretty boring. As far as, like, it's not very engaging. It's kind of cool, but it's a lot more of like, I'm going to click on this. All right, cool. All right, it's dead cool. I'm going to click on this and fly there. You know? But it's...
Realistic, yeah.
But it is a cool game, though. If you can get past that. But it's a cute little thing to throw in there. Fortnite has removed friendly fire to reduce griefing issues.
Really?
Yeah.
Stupid community.
We have won the awesome community, and then we have everything else.
Yeah.
The Atari
box. I just don't feel like that was necessary.
Well, it is if you drop into a game of randoms and they're like, your randoms are like, yeah, I'm going to help my friends on this other team like win by killing my team. Yeah.
Was that, why wouldn't they just join the same team?
Because, you know, maybe you're playing with five people.
I guess,
so you're cycling somebody in.
Oh. Okay. I guess. Whatever. I don't know.
I don't care anymore.
Nah, that game's so cool. They have that new, what is it, Blitz mode or whatever?
Yeah, where, like, it's harder to build things and stuff. Yeah.
Gets a lot faster matches.
You still playing it?
I played it like one game, like maybe a couple weeks ago, and then just kind of stopped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When are we gonna play that Left 4 Dead, man?
Like I told you, this weekend. Isn't that what I said last time?
But that didn't.
I said this weekend, right? That's exactly what I said. I said this weekend.
You did say the exact words this weekend last week.
Yeah, I did.
I'll give you that. The Atari box it has its official name.
VCS or SC?
The Atari VCS. Which apparently was going to be the original name of the first Atari before they called it the 2600.
Oh, nostalgia for them.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know that.
Yeah. Apparently, some people did know that. It's going to come out with two controllers. One that looks like an Xbox controller. And one that is a joystick. A one-button joystick.
Yeah, dude. That's going to be awesome.
Like the Atari 2600.
It's going to be awesome. They're going to kind of know that because you know they're bringing back a bunch of the games, dude.
Yeah. The system looks lovingly retro.
Yes, it does.
But we still don't know how much it costs. Pre-order is going to go live sometime next month. And we still don't know what it plays. We don't know what this thing really is yet. But...
all I know, it's an Atari that plays Atari games. That's all I know. That's all I care about.
That's all you need to know.
I just want I want that game where you're like... there's two planes, and you gotta shoot each other down.
Yeah.
And it's super simple, and you're just kind of going around. Or there's like little obstacles or whatever.
Or there's the one where there's like two tanks...
The two tank ones.
You gotta shoot the other one down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like, you're just going around and there's like...
yeah. It's basically the same game. Except, you know, one's a plane, one's a tank. But you couldn't put them together because there's not enough memory back in the day to put, you know, planes and tanks in one game. That's possible.
Yeah, remember how the planes looked like blocks?
They were all blocky, yeah.
Yeah, remember how the tanks looked like blocks, man?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. How do you know they weren't the same game?
Because there was blocks that looked like a tank.
Because one had a blue background, man, you think of the sky, and the other one had a yellow background, and you think of the
sand. I don't remember the backgrounds at all, dude. If you remember backgrounds, man, like, kudos to you, bro. No,
I never actually played that as games on the Atari. I played games like that on the ColecoVision. That actually came with three games similar to that in one pack. The planes, you actually do loop-de-loops, and the tanks had like a had like a maze thing that you have to kind of like
navigate. Like a barrel roll. Do a barrel roll.
Did you play any of those games where you had to put the thing on the TV in order to actually play the game? You had to put like the stencil on the TV screen. That is
original like Pong status stuff.
I don't know. I never did anything like that.
Those games are hilarious. Because you don't actually have to follow the lines.
Because it's not, it's really, you're controlling a blinking white dot. So you put the maze on your TV, but you're just controlling
it. Oh, that's just lazy.
That's when games started coming out.
That's some lazy programming, dude.
That's like, there was Pong and there was that. Like, that was it, pretty much.
I'm pretty sure they could have put a maze in that game. Like, in the game.
Why put a maze when you could just sell maze packs?
Amazing.
Freaking amazing. Hey, maybe Nintendo will sell something like that for the Switch with this cardboard.
Ooh. Hey, cardboard's doing well.
Shade Throne.
Cardboard is doing well.
Yeah, people are still packing and shipping things in boxes. The cardboard industry, it's a safe boat. Ubisoft had some good news this weekend, man. Or this week, whatever, whenever it happened. Did you hear about that?
No, I actually didn't.
You about that? You know how Ubisoft has been having the struggle with Vivendi? Trying to take him over? Vivendi's like, no, we're done with this. Here, we're gonna sell this shit. We're gonna sell the stuff back. We're done.
To Ubisoft?
I guess anywhere else will buy it, but yeah, mainly Ubisoft, more or less.
So they decided to sell. Ubisoft took advantage and bought the lion's share of these.
Basically, Vivendi is not poised to take over Ubisoft anymore. Vivendi is just like,
why did they give up?
I don't know. They got tired of it?
They saw something.
Got tired of all the shade.
They saw something, dude.
But Tencent did pick up a lot of Ubisoft.
Is that 50 Cent's cousin?
No, it's a Chinese distributor. It's basically Chinese Steam. Really big. So they're going to be working with Ubisoft to release a bunch of Ubisoft games in China. They're the ones that own, I think, League of Legends.
Oh, yeah.
But Ubisoft is very excited about that. They were like, you know, like parties in the streets, you know. No, there weren't, but there's still a lot of excitement from the people that work at Ubisoft. And there's been 17 games announced for the Nintendo Switch in the Nindies Showcase. Let's break them down. We'll see how great of a showcase this was. Yeah. Here we go, Mark of the Ninja Remastered.
So this is a game I actually have on Steam.
That's it? All right.
Yeah.
Fantasy Strike. The fighting game where you can use the elements to your advantage, or gambling, or ghosts.
I've seen previews of this game.
It looks slow.
But don't know it. I just, yeah.
Yeah, never heard of it. I'm surprised we didn't see this at like PSX or something. Just Shapes and Beats. This one we did see. This one where the guy's like, you have a little ship, a little triangle ship, mm-hmm. and like the screen would like create like bars that go across, and you have to like find a spot in between the bars to like not die.
Oh yeah,
that's
that game looked like super hard,
but yeah. Super fun, you know, kind of twitch action-y type of thing. Garage, which is a top down shooter, kind of like Hotline Miami, except with zombies and stuff like that and mutants. Inspired by B movies.
What was that? Oh god, what was that game? The Nintendo game where like
speak up, boy.
The Nintendo game where it's also top-down. It's like 1,000 levels in it. Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
That was a multi-platform game,
actually. Yeah, it was a Nintendo game, yeah. You're right, it was a Nintendo.
Funny people liked it on Genesis.
Well, maybe after it came out on Nintendo, yeah.
No, I think it came out around the same time.
I think that came out as a mobile game years later.
I mean,
if it's free, I might actually download that because I really like that game.
Depending on who you talk to, most games from back then came out as free mobile games.
Let's do it.
Pool Panic, which is like, I guess that golf. Remember that golf RPG that came out too long ago? I think it's something like that, but with pool. There's a golf RPG, yeah.
I don't remember it.
You actually like played golf, but it was like, but it's like, you know, you play pool to move. You use play pool to move around and attack enemies and stuff like that. It's like it's a world of pool, and you're the Q, making things happen. I don't know. Bomb chicken.
Yeah, chicken again.
Yeah, you drop bombs.
Like Bomberman?
Kind of, it's like a 2D Bomberman, I guess. Kind of, yeah. I don't know. Luminous Remaster, that's right. The Vita game coming to the Switch.
Of course it's coming to the Switch. Every game that's that you hear is remastered is coming to the Switch.
Yeah. But Luminous was actually on the PSP and the Vita. It was a franchise that started on the PSP, essentially. But a lot of people really liked it. I did not. A lot of people said like it was the next big puzzle game. Like it was the thing that could finally take the place of Tetris, which had been silent for years. All right, it was the next Tetris. I didn't get the hype.
What?
Luminous. Mm-hmm. I mean, you drop cubes to make bigger cubes, and like a thing's constantly going across the screen, and it'll just get rid of your cubes that are big cubes. And I was like, okay, like it didn't have the sense of dread that you get from like pile up in Tetris, because it wasn't hard to just get rid of cubes. Like at no point did I feel like I was being overwhelmed by the amount of cubes that I couldn't get rid of. So I don't know. Maybe I was just really good at that game.
Maybe. I doubt that.
I did beat Tetris.
So did I.
Same. Maybe you would have been really good at that game too.
Maybe I probably would have. Yeah.
I mean, not as good as me, but somewhat good, maybe.
Pretty damn good, dude.
Reigns, Kings and Queens. No idea what this is. Whatever. I think it's a 2D base building game? I think I'm thinking of a different game. I don't know what this is. Lightfall, which is, I believe, also a port, but it's a game where you can manifest a cube to jump off of. You basically...
Oh, I know that game.
Yeah, you jump back, you can use the jump back and forth and do ledge. And they were very happy to announce a speedrunner mode. It's just called playing the game really good. Guys, you don't have to make a speedrunner mode. It's just called playing the game real good.
Yeah. There's a lot of games like that back in the day.
Yeah. And then West of Loathing, which actually I used to play.
This is a like a black and white game, right?
And black and white stick figure, stuff like that. Actually, I used to play a game similar to this on the computer. I think it's the same thing, because I think it was called Kingdoms of Loathing.
Mm.
It was like a free, basically a free version of this game. It was pretty funny, and I was younger back then, so the humor might be a little too simple. But I thought it was pretty hilarious, like pretty snarky type of game, stuff like that. I was very surprised to see that this was coming, like, a game so similar to that, probably made by the same people, was coming on the Switch. I was like, huh. It's like, that's coming to consoles?
Yeah.
It was just always kind of one of those quirky things you play online, you know, like a Flash game you play online somewhere.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. Pwned. Pwned is a little puzzle game with little like blue cube and a bright yellow puffball. All right, I think the game that would interest Jeff the most was the Messenger.
Which one was Messenger? I don't remember.
That's the one that looks like a Ninja Gaiden.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one looked pretty cool.
And then like they're like, oh, and you can use these portals to make it look 16-bit. I was like, oh.
And he had this like flying squirrel kind of thing going on with his cape.
Yeah.
And, like just like float down and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, the little extra stuff.
I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, we haven't gone through the whole list. That's probably the one that caught my attention the most too.
That one looked really cool. Really cool.
I was a little disappointed. It was like, and you can find these special areas to jump into a whole brand new world. Of 16-bit. And I was like, oh, that's it? Okay.
16-bit, bruh.
Like, are you changing the mechanics? Are you giving me multiple layers to play with now? Or am I still just on one layer on the 2D plane? Because 16-bit, you know, Streets of Rage, I'm thinking, you know, multiple layers. Like Double Dragon did that on the NES too, but, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give me
Ninja Turtles.
A little bit more than just a graphical upgrade.
You're asking for a lot, Vegan.
Apparently. Apparently. I am a hard man to please. A Bad North, which is a roguelite war type game, where you get like little generals and have little armies and you're defending yourself against Vikings on these small little islands.
Hmm.
And when your generals die, it has permadeath basically.
RPG?
No, more it was more of a war game. So you see their ships coming, you position your little...
I can't remember that video.
And they,
Whatever. Oh.
And you try to defend and stuff like that. And
I remember that not being my style of game.
Yeah, and then, like, the big finish was the announcement that Banner Saga 3 was coming to the Nintendo Switch. It's a game, it's the final game in the Banner Saga franchise. It's kind of come to the Switch, and they're also going to come with a 1 and 2 combo pack that you can play before that one comes out. And then afterwards, they announced that Hyper Light Drifter is coming to the Switch, Nidhogg 2 is coming to the Switch, and Crashlands is coming to the Switch. So, what'd you think about that indie showcase?
I didn't really care about it.
Nothing except for Messenger?
I mean, Messenger was cool, and, the hell? There's another one that I was like, oh, that's cool. Or maybe it was Mark of the Ninja. That was because I already have it.
The two ninja games.
Yeah, the two ninja games, dude, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I mean, the previous one, I was to say the first one they showed for the Switch, I was way more excited for those games. Like, you know, Wargroove and the fighting game that looked like a Neo Geo Pocket game. That one I was like, oh man, those games look actually pretty sick. Like, that looks fun and, like, a good reason to have a Switch right there. And then I found out most of the games were coming to the computer or something else. I was like, oh, never mind.
Apparently, they're all ports, right, at least? They're all ports or remakes?
I think
that's what I understood.
I think there's a couple games. There's one exclusive. I don't remember which one that was. I remember they're making a big deal about that. Coming exclusively.
Of course they're making a big deal out of that.
Nintendo Switch.
No. We got original suit. Check it out. We got this one game right here.
You got this game where you're a stick, and you got to learn how to be a stick across 15 levels.
Multi-tier levels.
Yeah. And then the last piece of news I got is about a game that got banned in Europe, in the UK. Can't be sold in the UK, Wales, you know.
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Ireland. Nope, this game hasn't come out yet. I'll tell you why they got banned. Maybe this will give you a hint.
I feel like this is we talked about this?
The game was initially given to PEGI 16.
PEGI 16.
For depictions of erotic or sexual nudity.
Oh, yeah. Ni No Kuni.
But then they took it away. They said the game clearly promotes the sexualization of children via the sexual interaction between the game player and the female characters. The style of the game is such that it will attract an audience below the age of 18. There is a serious danger that impressionable people, i.e. children, and young people viewing the game will conclude that the sexual activity represented normal sexual behavior. There's a constant theme of sexual innuendo and activity throughout the game that suggests behavior likely to normalize sexual activity towards children. So they said, you know what? No. We're just going to ban this.
Makes sense.
The game is...
So...
Omega Labyrinth.
Who?
Omega Labyrinth. It's basically one of those pervy Japanese games that come out. And most of the time they come out and they censor one or two images because... Fine, the character looks kind of young. It's not, but, you know, fine, we get it. Yeah, it looks kind of young. Yeah. It's one of those type of games. So it's been banned in Germany, UK, New Zealand, and Australia.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, us pervy Americans can get it, right?
So far, I think so, yeah. Okay. I have no words of it being banned here. I did look up a trailer. I was like, how bad is this? It's super pervy. I mean, here's an image. I don't know.
I mean, I am looking for a new,
Yeah, you feel comfortable with that image? No.
Yeah, I do.
I think it's like the main female character, but it's like a dungeon crawler, I think, if I'm not mistaken. No, it's like a kind of dungeon crawler-ish kind of thing. A bunch of, you know, cleavage shots, women in their underwear, women like being clothed, and then they lose their clothes, and like their boobs got like five sizes bigger because they're not in clothes anymore. Yeah, because they're in their bras now.
When does this come out?
I have no idea.
How do you pre-order?
Well, you go to their site at Peaky. No. I have no idea. I've not looked into it outside of just trying to figure out what the hell the game was.
Oh, Banjo Kazooie might be in the new Brawl.
Oh yeah, they said they were open to it.
Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me. I think during GDC or some other talk recently that happened, one of the guys that works at Microsoft was like, "Yeah, no, don't be surprised if you see like Microsoft games appearing on other consoles now." They're looking at branching out the software. Like, you know, don't be surprised if you see a Halo. Yeah, it's
for real then.
Yeah, if you see a Halo on PlayStation. Oh, my God. I mean, no official words of anything like that happening.
Yeah, but Microsoft is like, they're willing and able and are making it happen to where they're sharing their stuff now with other...
They're like the new Sega. Other
platforms and stuff. But no, because the Sega had to shut down their console making. So, unless Microsoft... Well, they're not making... It's not console heavy anymore because it's all on PC.
Right.
It's all on PC.
Which Phil Spencer said, like, yeah, you know, these are things we're looking at, but, you know, it doesn't mean that we're not going to be coming out with games, too. You know, they're so exclusive or whatever, but...
Yeah.
But basically, you know, because they have that whole Game Pass thing now, which is basically digital Steam EA Access. So people are speculating, like, they might just put that out on different platforms.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have digital access to these games. Dude, you know what I found out about Mixer?
No.
Apparently, Mixer has almost no latency.
Like 0.001?
Like the streamer, the viewer and the streamer, like there's almost no delay between the viewer and the streamer.
It seems hard to do.
Apparently, like, that's, like, the big thing everybody talks about with Mixer. It's like, yeah, no, the cool thing about Mixer is it has, like, almost no latency. Plus, you can let a random viewer play your game through the internet, which is a new feature.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, and plus all the other stuff you can do, apparently. I don't know. But that's insane to me. Twitch, what are you doing, dude?
There's a reason why Twitch does it.
No, there isn't.
I don't know, but I want to say there is.
Because they don't have the money to, like, pay for it. They're spending all their money, like, making themselves fat cats instead of improving their system.
Fat cats.
Fat kids. Encore Camera, question of the week. No, tell me. You got your stories, man. Tell me your stories.
I forgot.
So you had a personal work story or something.
I did, but I forgot what it was. We're talking about something, and it reminded me.
There was a girl...
There's always a girl. What the hell was it?
There was a song.
Nah.
Did you do your song? Did you finish it?
No, I'm not satisfied with the way it's coming out.
It's not good enough.
I keep recording and erasing because I was just like, this isn't good.
It's not good enough for her.
No, it's not good enough for me. It's not good enough for me.
I mean, do you want to come over and record it on this mic?
Oh my God.
A little better quality?
Nah, I got a good mic. I got a cable, too, to connect to my USB cable. I don't have to hook it up through my amp and then to a computer. I don't get that buzzing sound anymore.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's one more update.
Okay.
So, Myst.com, they posted a big, long post about information. They are re-releasing all of the Myst games.
In VR.
No, they didn't say VR.
Oh.
But updated to run on Windows 10.
Yes.
So, last week when I
said... Is it coming to the Switch?
Nah. I really don't see Switch players having the patience to play point and click.
They're gamers just like everybody else.
There's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
A lot of kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that played Myst were kids.
And I've met a lot of kids, and they do not have the patience. No, but it's exciting. Looks like they're supposed to come out this year. But it's really exciting because it means they bought back the rights to Myst 3. Like, that's pretty big.
They had to fight for the right
to Myst 3. What was the tagline for Myst 3? It was the Drowned City? No.
No. Drowned City is...
Revelations.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Is that Revelations? No, Exile.
You three gotta is, fight three is exile. For your right to exile. There we go. Okay, question of the week. So we did get a response for the one from last week. If I had to put it on the Facebook, I think, or something like that.
Oh, that one, this. Yeah.
How much do you really care about backwards compatibility? Also, how far back is far enough?
One generation.
Well, I'm getting games from 25 years ago.
That's not backwards compatible. That's a remaster. It's different. Mr. Adam 2 writes in to say,
A lot.
I would want PS4 to play PS1 games, if not at least PlayStation 2.
That's taking it all the way back.
Yeah, he wants it. He demands it.
He wants a console that's going to catch on fire.
He wants a console that's going to let him play Persona 1 and 2.
God, you still, can't, it's too much.
It's still my favorite opening that we've ever done.
I gotta remember what episode that is.
It's like 18 or 20, 28.
Yeah, God, you have to go through them all.
You only gotta go through the first like 5 seconds.
I know, but it's still a lot of them. It's we got true. Like 300 of them now, dude.
179. And say at the beginning of every episode.
What was I talking about?
Backwards compatibility.
No, that was the previous question. This week's question is, what game character would make a good role model? And Adam writes in again.
Yeah.
He writes in to say, the main character in Yakuza.
A role model?
Yeah, I mean, he's an industrious, hardworking young man, trying to be a good person. He's like stands up for people, you know.
He's
like,
murderous.
I mean, he's a Yakuza member. He's one of the good Yakuza members, you know, like one of the upstanding citizen Yakuza members.
What? No, what? You can't do that.
Dude, it's a video game. They do it
it's
all
like
the time.
It's like a Robin Hood. Yeah. It's like a damn Robin Hood.
It's like a damn Robin Hood. And now, for the Twitters. Oh, no, nobody.
No bites on the Twitters?
No bites on the Twitters. So, what video game character do you think would make a good role model? I'll let you take it away.
Oh, me?
Do you not want to?
I thought you were going to go first.
Oh, you thought I was going to go first?
Yeah.
Why would you think I was going to go first?
I don't know, because it's my question.
Oh. I mean, usually the person has a question, and usually...
I don't know that it goes like that.
Have an idea of what they want.
Oh, yeah, I know what's up.
You know what's up? Okay. Well, then what's up?
The ceiling.
So, I don't know if maybe a lot of people will disagree with me on this, but... I chose what's his face from the Mushroom People game.
What? There's a lot of Mushroom People games.
No, like the
Captain Toad,
the PS3, Mushroom People game. Oh my God, The Last of Us.
Oh, okay.
The dad on The Last of Us, dude.
Joel.
Yeah, Joel. Yeah.
Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, he had some really great values today. To his, you know what the. Dude lost a kid, man.
A lot of people lost kids.
He lost a kid for no good reason, dude. For no good reason. Right in front of him. Through, because of a peace officer. No, military? Was it military? Or was it a cop?
It was military at that point.
It was military, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Because he did the whole ear up to the...
Yeah.
Fingers up to the ear thing.
But even though he was on a mission... To you know, to take this kid somewhere, like, he cared about that kid, you know? You need to protect that kid no matter what, dude. No matter what kind of bandits show up. no matter how many mushroom people showed up, dude. You know what I mean? He had great values. He was just put in a bad position, bro. You know what I mean? But he made it right.
All right.
He was murderous, though.
Yeah, very murderous. Very, very. I don't care about people that aren't me.
But, you know, I think the guy, it was just, you know, he was put in that position, dude. It wasn't his fault.
I mean, I think Ellie made him nicer to people than he was.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, that's my guy.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Well, my mind's drawn a blank right now.
I knew it! I knew it!
Like, I had something. It was, like, on the tip of my tongue, and it's, like, it just disappeared. I was like, no! Come back to me!
I'm scrolling through my trophy list.
So I'm going through, and I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, oh, that guy's pretty cool. I was like, no, technically, like, I was thinking Barrett for a bit, and I was like, no, technically, Barrett left his kid to go find some war.
Dinah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking, like,
oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, other characters...
He left it with a stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a stranger. Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, other characters, like, oh, what about... I was like, no, they basically all do the same thing.
In that game?
No, I mean, like, across different games. Across different games. So I was thinking, like, oh, like, maybe somebody from Grandia. And I would think about it, I was like, no, none of them are actually very good, like, role models either.
You know who was a good role model in an RPG?
Who?
Robo.
Robo?
Robo wasn't mean, dude. Like, even when his brothers were beating him up, he was like, no, guys, come on. Just let him do it. I mean, let him do it, man.
Being nice is different than being suicidal. I mean, it's not... Is he a good role model because he lets people pick on him? Maybe not the best.
He was a healer. He was,
I mean, Dine is a good role model. Dragon Master Dine?
Dine, yeah. Yeah.
He's a good... You have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
No. No, yes, I do. Who the hell's Dine?
You don't. You trust me. You don't.
No, there's a Dine in some game that I know. Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's Dragon Master Dine?
Dude, actually, you know who is a good role model? Ramza.
Who's that?
Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh. I don't remember people's names in that game, dude.
Ramza Delita. No, Delita was his friend. I want to look this up now, because I want to make sure I'm getting it right. But Ramza, stuck in the middle of a war between his family and his best friend, who was lower class. Because Ramza Beowulf? Wolf? I don't know. Chose to fight for what he believed in. Didn't let his family override it, you know, choose for him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bits here and there where he's, like, figuring things out. But ultimately, he's like, you know, no, you're both wrong. He's basically a pawn in this war. But he doesn't care because he's fighting for what he believes in. Ramza is a great role model.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. If the character's technically from a book first, does it count?
As long as it was in a video game.
Yeah, as long as it was in a video game.
Watson. Watson's a good...
Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, she's talking about Sherlock Holmes.
Watson's a good role model.
Was he the one that kept Sherlock Holmes in check all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Sherlock Holmes seemed a little murderous at times, too.
He was...
Yeah.
He's not so murderous in the books.
No?
No. In the books, he's actually pretty laid back. Or on drugs. Hence the reason
the
he's
the great role model that's
the role right model.
Can't choose that guy, dude.
I mean, to be fair, opiates at that time were not as frowned upon, per se. Like, they were not illegal.
Take me back to that time, huh?
No, you really don't want to go. No.
The times of opium dens. Am I right?
And times when your relatives could just say you were insane without a doctor's note and get you locked up.
I don't want that. No, I'm not saying. I'm just seeing things that aren't there. But it's only for a second. It goes away.
So, my question, maybe a little out of season.
Yeah? Uh-huh.
What's your favorite Christmas candy?
But no, I think this is a good question nonetheless.
Oh, you know what?
Raspberry.
Good Friday is a Nestle holiday.
Okay.
You get it off.
I can choose not to go to work, yes.
So you're going to take it off?
I don't know yet.
You're going to take it off.
Do you get paid? No, it's not a holiday unless
you get paid, yeah.
You get paid extra?
Well, you get for working on it?
No, because I'm on salary, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I get, if I don't go to work, I won't get paid for my day, even though I'm on salary.
Right.
Like, that's the way they, you know, it's the way it works.
It gives you the option.
Yeah, so this, like, I would get paid for this, like, in the, you know, in the... Wouldn't take away my PTO. It'd be holiday pay.
And it'd be like five people working in the warehouse because everybody else would take it off.
Everybody in the warehouse would be working. No, they don't have a choice.
Oh, you get to take it off.
Yeah, like management. Could take it off, yeah.
Oh.
They can, I mean, we can choose for them to not work that day, but it's not, like, we can't.
Do they get paid in half?
Yeah, they get actually paid like twice.
Oh, okay.
Two times. Good. Yeah. They get paid their 8 hours, so they don't. I don't think they get paid overtime to work that day, but they get paid the 8 hours of holiday pay, plus their regular 8 hours for working. So, you know, like 16 hours. They get paid 16 hours, dude.
That's pretty good.
And it's better than just working overtime, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's. They get a good deal for working that day.
That's nice of them, at least. All right, so this is the question. What makes a video game scary?
What makes a video game scary?
Mm-hmm. You see, it's that lower music track that they play right before the jump scare.
It's not next week, is it? Is it next week?
The psychological.
That's my answer. Are you answering? That's my answer too.
No, there's a whole science behind the music in things.
Everybody has a different thing that makes a game like gives them that tension that makes them makes their palms sweaty.
Apparently it's everything for you, because you won't even touch a game.
What game are you talking about?
Any game, any scary game.
Are you gonna do Rush of Blood? I did Rush of Blood.
That's not a scary game.
Let's throw you in the VR and find out how
there's
you do.
There might be jump scares, but it's not a scary
game.
Let's
throw you in the VR. Let's see
I
how
don't
want
to get sick.
You don't want to get scared.
Plus, I gotta go to work early.
You don't want to get scares.
No, dude, that game. Maybe that the Asylum one. You know, that sequel, not sequel thing.
No, that one's pretty dumb, dude. Actually,
is it?
Saw somebody play it. I was like, oh, that's it. Like, oh, like there's not. It's like there's like three jump scares in the game.
Oh, yeah. Disappointing.
You don't even you don't even see the Wendigos like ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was kind of excited about that game.
Yeah, a lot of people were excited for that game, and it's just. Kind of sucked.
All right, then.
Let's see you jump into that Resident Evil 7 in VR, Holmes.
Oh, come on. You know I got sick off that.
Yeah, because you don't mess with the settings.
We messed with the settings, bruh.
I ticked it one. I was like, all right, let's try that one.
Nah, it's not working, bro. Like, not working.
No. I was like, all right, cool. Let's try that one.
Nah, man. I'm done with this. I'm done.
That's exactly what happened.
Settings suck, bro. Settings
I'm not
suck.
I'm not some lab rat.
Although, having been able to play through that golem.
Yeah.
Playthrough without really getting
sick.
Too sick. Yeah. Like there was that uneasiness, you know. But it never evolved from there.
I got it too, and I think it's because I was having like it was weird for me to use my head. For a movement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of throwing me off a bit. But not too bad.
At some point, I'll try it again.
At some point, you try it again?
I'll try it again after I beat the game.
Do you even own the game?
Yes, I own the game. I told you I own all the games.
No, last time, I don't think you told me.
Yeah, I told you, which one should I play? Should I play Resident Evil 7? Should I play Ark clone game.
Hey, next say you're playing, you just scream
what
it.
What the hell, sir?
No, that was the funny thing. He's like, what game should I play? Because he's going to stream it. And I was like, oh, yeah, play this one, whatever. Yeah. You know, Evil Within, whatever. He's like, all right, cool. And then he never streamed again.
I'm waiting to open that game during Christmas time, or during Halloween time.
Which one?
All of them.
Well, you can start streaming, man.
On
Sundays or whatever, Saturdays.
Sunday, bloody Sunday. Yeah.
All right. You heard it here first. Don't forget to tell your friends.
I might stream some Left 4 Dead this weekend. So you guys can see how bad I am.
Also, there's going to be some board games and stuff in Felton.
Oh, that's right.
If you want to do like a family thing.
Felton?
Yeah, it's in Felton.
I thought it was a chocolate place.
No, not this time. This time it's an event my sister is hosting.
Oh, Jesus, Felton is so far away.
It's like an extra 5 miles from the chocolate place.
No, yeah. It's not.
Felton's 6 miles from downtown Santa Cruz.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, leave comments. Like us, dislike us.
Oh, you're going
doesn't matter.
Through the back road.
Tell your friends, and we'll see you all next week while me and Jeff continue to discuss this.
No.
Yeah, you're going through.